The gale logging might be gone from northern southeast Alaska, but across the region, people are turning to smaller timber sales to earn a living. Officials hope the model can support local economies in the region, and for one family in Tenneke Springs, the effort has paid off. KCAW's Ed Ronco has this profile.
Gordon Chu runs a small logging operation in Corner Bay, just across the inlet from Tenneke Springs, and it keeps him pretty busy. So busy, in fact, that when I arrive in Tenneke Springs on a Monday morning, Chu says he doesn't have time to stop for an interview, but that I can borrow his adult son's bicycle and talk to him as we ride down to the harbor together. In the interest of my own safety, I wait until we get to his boat before I reach for the microphone.
Gordon, how would you describe your work, what you do?
Well, it's pretty varied. We have to do a little bit of everything between all the boating and barging and lumber milling and logging and construction and restoration around town.
Chu runs the Tenneke Logging Company, and he's part of the changing face of the lumber industry. In this part of southeast Alaska, large-scale logging doesn't exist anymore, but smaller, selective cuts, like the 100,000 or so board feet each year that Chu takes from the Tongass, are becoming more popular. Chu's company logs, but it also builds. He uses the timber taken from Corner Bay on projects in Tenneke Springs. As we leave the harbor, he opens up the throttle and heads to the fuel dock. There's a 55-gallon drum in the back of the boat.
I've got a barrel here I'd like to fill with number two. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll be right up.
The fuel will go over to Corner Bay to feed the company's truck, but not far from where we're tied up is the Snyder Mercantile, a general store dating back to 1899. Chu and his team are working to restore the old building along with its adjacent property using wood that they've harvested and milled. Chu says that part of the business is essential.
The foundation under that warehouse there, those are all hemlock pilings. So we drag a lot of them over here as pilings. Also under the store, the old part of the store, is all restored with yellow cedar pilings. I'm not sure if we could manage it on our timber sales alone. The fact that we get to work with the timber as builders is what makes it lucrative for us. It's not selling the timber.
His operation is definitely unique in our Ranger District.
Zia Brukaya works for the Sitka Conservation Society.
Throughout southeast Alaska, there are lots of small mills that are operating, to different degrees. Some of them, I think, are doing construction as well as milling, like Gordon is. Some of them are just doing milling, putting together cabin kits and things. But they're all working at that smaller scale of, you know, a few hundred thousand board feet per year.
The Conservation Society and other environmental groups in Southeast have taken an interest in operations like Chu's because they say they're smart, sustainable ways to use the Tongass. It was never logging outright that was the problem, Brukaya says. It was the scale of what happened in years past.
We're now working and operating at a scale that is appropriate for the community, and it's needed in the community.
Brukaya says it's also an opportunity to build up the local economy for the benefit of local residents, a way to keep people living in Southeast, especially in small, remote communities where the loss of even a family or two can be felt throughout town. And few are more aware of that than Chris Budke, a forestry technician in the U.S. Forest Service's Hoonah office.
It seems like every time I turn around, I read something in the paper, or I see a reason, or I look at people, and I see lots of reasons for people to be leaving Southeast Alaska.
He lists off the reasons. It's a harsh environment, goods and services are expensive, and more. But he says offering opportunities to run small businesses using Tongass resources might help keep people around.
Work with local people that are using local products and meet the objective of everybody, which is really difficult, by the way, and provide a product for those people that they can turn around and make a living off of. That, to me, that gives you reasons to be here.
And giving people reasons to be here can have big implications for Southeast, which is hemorrhaging population.
This is incredibly important for people to be working. It's incredibly important for us to be using our natural resources. It's incredibly important to people understand that we can use it responsibly. So we can meet the objectives of a lot of things here and give people a reason to stay in Southeast.
Gordon Chu and his family are examples of that. They saw Alaska during a trip in 1995 and loved it so much that they went back south and made plans to move up. They returned in 99 and have been here since. Back in Tenneke Springs, Chu's 55-gallon drum is nearly full of number two diesel. He taps off the nozzle
Thank you, Eve.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
And as it's being hoisted back onto the fuel dock, he says there's a future in the kind of small-scale logging he does, not only for places like Tenneke Springs, but for the entire region. For now, though, it's back to work. There's a truck waiting in Corner Bay and a 55-gallon drum of fuel that has Chu's boat riding a little low in the water.
I better go like hell or else I'm going to sink.
All right, I'll let you go.
Reporting from Tenneke Springs, I'm Ed Ronco.